Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Night Sky 3040 Small Star Finder by David S. Chandler is a compact planisphere rather than a conventional reading book. Designed for observers in the northern latitude band from about 30 to 40 degrees, it functions as a rotating sky map that matches the visible stars to a selected date and time. Its subject is practical observational astronomy, identifying constellations, bright stars, and the changing appearance of the night sky through the year. The format is especially useful because it turns celestial motion into a simple mechanical relationship between calendar date, clock time, horizon, and sky position. Instead of explaining astronomy through long chapters, the Starfinder teaches by use. It is intended for beginners, educators, campers, scouts, and casual observers who need a portable guide that works without electronics. Its value lies in immediacy, durability, and geographic specificity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, latitude-specific design for observers between 30 and 40 degrees north. A central feature of the Night Sky 3040 Small Star Finder is that it is not a one-size-fits-all sky chart. A planisphere must account for latitude because the observer position on Earth determines which stars can rise, which remain circumpolar, and how high constellations appear above the horizon. The 30 to 40 degree north version is suitable for a broadband that includes much of the southern and central United States, parts of the Mediterranean region, northern Mexico, Japan, and similar latitudes. This matters because a chart made for a different latitude can show horizon positions inaccurately, especially near the northern and southern edges of the visible sky. By narrowing the intended observing range, Chandler provides a more reliable match between the printed horizon window and the actual sky. The small format also reinforces the intended use quick field reference rather than desk study. The design prioritizes practical orientation over exhaustive cataloging, helping users identify what is realistically visible from their location. Secondly, Apstadit rotating planisphere mechanism that links date, time, and visible sky. The Starfinder uses the classic planisphere principle. A rotating star map is aligned with a date and time scale, so the visible sky appears in a window representing the local horizon. This mechanism is important because the night sky changes for two related reasons. Earth rotates during the night, causing stars to appear to move from east to west, and Earth orbits the sun during the year, changing which constellations are visible after dark. A fixed chart can show star positions, but it cannot immediately answer what is overhead tonight at 9 p.m. or before dawn next month. The rotating format solves that problem without calculation. Users select the date, match it to the time, and then orient the chart to the cardinal directions. The result is an approximate map of the sky at that moment. This makes the tool especially effective for teaching celestial motion because users can physically see how constellations rise earlier each month and shift through the seasons. Thirdly, constellation identification through simplified visual mapping. The Night Sky 3040 Small Star Finder emphasizes recognizable sky patterns rather than the dense detail found in atlases intended for telescope users. A beginner looking upward is usually trying to answer a simple question: which pattern of stars am I seeing? A planisphere supports that process by showing constellations in their seasonal positions relative to the horizon. Its usefulness depends on selective simplification. Too many faint stars would make the chart hard to compare with a real sky affected by moonlight, haze, or urban light pollution. Too few reference points would make orientation difficult. Chandler planispheres are known for balancing this problem by focusing on the stars and constellation outlines most likely to help naked eye observers. The user can begin with a bright anchor star or a familiar group, then move outward to neighboring constellations. This trains pattern recognition, which is the core skill of unaided stargazing. The chart is therefore not only a reference object, but also a learning tool for building mental sky geography. Fourthly, field usability without batteries, screens, or network access. A practical advantage of this Starfinder is that it works independently of digital devices. Astronomy apps can provide detailed sky simulations, but they depend on battery power, screen brightness, location settings, and software familiarity. A physical planisphere has different strengths. It is lightweight, immediately accessible, and resistant to the distractions of a phone screen. In dark observing conditions, preserving night vision is important, and printed tools can be used with a dim red light rather than a bright display. The small version is especially suited to backpacks, classrooms, campsites, and quick outdoor sessions where a full atlas would be excessive. Its limitations are also part of its design. It will not track planets precisely, display satellites, or adjust automatically for every location. Instead, it provides the stable framework of the stellar background. For many beginners, that framework is more valuable than excessive information because it establishes the basic relationship between observer, horizon, seasons, and constellations. Lastly, educational value in showing the seasonal rhythm of the sky. Beyond helping users find constellations on a given night, the Starfinder demonstrates why the sky has a seasonal rhythm. By rotating the wheel across dates and times, users can observe that winter constellations dominate evening skies in one part of the year, while summer patterns appear in another. This mechanical demonstration makes abstract astronomy tangible. It shows that stars are not randomly appearing and disappearing. Their visibility follows predictable cycles created by Earth rotation and orbital motion. For teachers and informal educators, this is valuable because the device connects observation to explanation without requiring advanced mathematics. Students can compare the same time on different dates, or the same date at different hours, and see how the sky changes. The planisphere also clarifies why some northern stars never set from these latitudes, while far southern constellations remain low or invisible. In this way, the product functions as both a field chart and a compact model of celestial geometry. In conclusion, the Night Sky 3040 Small Star Finder is best suited for beginning stargazers, outdoor educators, scout leaders, campers, travelers within the appropriate latitude band, and astronomy instructors who want a durable introductory tool. Its main benefit is practical orientation. It helps the user connect the printed map to the actual sky at a chosen date and time. It also has intellectual value because it makes the apparent motion of the heavens understandable through direct manipulation rather than verbal explanation alone. Compared with broad astronomy books, it is narrower but more immediately usable outdoors. Compared with detailed star atlases, it is less comprehensive but easier for beginners to interpret under real observing conditions. Compared with mobile apps, it is less dynamic but more transparent, requiring no battery, signal, or interface learning. What makes it stand out is its combination of latitude-specific accuracy, compact portability, and mechanical clarity. It is not meant to replace deeper guides to astronomy, telescope observing, or astrophysics. Its strength is foundational. It helps users learn the visible sky as a navigable structure, one season and one observing session at a time. If you would like to support David S. Chandler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.